Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Blessings and blessings and blessings and more blessings to each of you this morning. Thank you for joining me on Blog Talk Radio for Tell Them Ministries on the radio. God bless you all, whether you're by phone or internet. God bless you. I thank you for joining me. I would like to say if there's any time during the conversation, if you would like to be a part of it, please press 1 and I can bring you live. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to do a little something different this morning, and it all still lines up with the Word of God. Amen. We know that we are His temple. We are His workmanship. And He has some guidelines for us for living healthy, and He's given us everything pertaining to life. And we just need to follow suit and be obedient and do just what He said for us to do. But how many of you know oftentimes we get caught up with things of life, and we just don't take care of ourselves. We put everything in front of us, whether it be our jobs, our children, family issues, or even ministry. We do so much sometimes that we just put ourselves on the back burner, and we don't do a really good job of taking care of ourselves. We end up going lacking. We forget. We just get so consumed with the issues of life that we just put it off. Even when we know what to do, and I can admit and raise my hand, I am guilty of that. You know what to do and you don't do it. How many of you know that that's sometimes the way it works out when it comes to the Word? We know what to do, but we don't do it. We just, oh, I'll get to it later, or we say, I'm good, I don't need that, and we end up missing out on the blessings. We end up missing out on so much because of disobedience, and I think that's where this is going to really come into effect for a lot of us, is because we do operate out of disobedience in so many areas of our life. We're going to open up with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say good morning. We say good morning, Lord. We thank you for this day that we've never seen before. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for wisdom and understanding. Father, I pray this morning that something will be said that will bless your people to touch their minds, their bodies, and their souls. We thank you for all of those that have joined on the line, those by internet or by phone. We just ask blessings and peace to each and every one of them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I am, again, this is Apostle Gloria Hawkins, and if you would like to join in on the conversation, please press 1 and I can bring you live. We're going to talk about taking care of ourselves. It's time for some self-care. We talk about it a lot. We do different things, and we're gonna need to do better. We've got to do better. And as they say, when you know better, you do better. But we also know that's not always the case. We can know better and still not do better. Whether we're procrastinating, whether we just want to operate in blatant disobedience, or whether we just make excuses. Oftentimes we will make excuses for not doing something because we really don't want to do it. I'm guilty. I'm going to say that up front. I am guilty. I have known what to do and just won't do it. But we're going to take a look at it, and it's time for change. It's time for us to take care of ourselves, take care of our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. We can be so unbalanced in so many different areas of our life that some things just get out of control, but we've got to bring some balance back into our lives, making some healthy choices, making some healthy decisions for our life that we might have a long, productive, healthy life. You know, sometimes we can eat right or, you know, even exercise, but oftentimes we're not getting enough of any of it. We don't eat right always. We don't exercise like we should. We don't even rest the way we should. We burn the candles at both ends, and it can make it very difficult. So many people don't drink enough water. Some don't eat enough vegetables. They eat too much of this. They eat out every day. They're eating fast food. They're eating a lot of fried food. You know, nothing's wrong with these things in moderation. But we can become gluttonous and go overboard and take it too far. I believe that in moderation, we can have a balanced diet. We can have a balanced life. Now, I do understand sometimes, especially if you have a busy family life, if you have, you're busy in ministry, I get it. I really do. But there has to be a time when you take time for you and self-care and get some rest. And to, just to let you know, it's okay to say no. That little two-letter word that can define your day, it can define your life, it just say no. No, I can't go there. No, I can't do this. No, I can't eat that. No, I can't have that. It's okay to say no. And what we're going to look at today in the beginning of this series, I'm not sure how long the series is going to run. I have a lot of information that I have obtained over the years. Mainly in the beginning, it was because of health concerns. It were health issues that were going on in my life, and the only thing that was going to change that was my diet. It was the only way that I was going to get my body into realignment, dealing with rheumatoid arthritis for several years. And God opened the door for me to say, hey, I don't like to take pharmaceuticals. I actually can say I hate them because of what they actually do to the body. And in that, God, I need a better way. I don't like what this is doing to me. I don't like the side effects. And they'll give you one medicine, and then they'll turn around and give you another medicine for the side effects. And you're just putting greater toxins in your body. Now, I'm not telling anybody to come off of your medication. I'm not saying that. But I would like for you to take a look at an alternative to the medications. There are so many different things that God has already placed in the Bible for us to know that we are to be healthy, we are to have life and have it more abundantly, and we need to do it. We just need to take a look at it and do it. We're going to talk today about the, some people call it a dirty word. We're going to talk about water. Plain and simple, water. Your body is about 72% water. That's a lot of water in your body. That's a lot to your makeup is water. 72%. But nobody really wants to drink water. They seem like water is poison, not realizing that water is a lifeline. If you're drinking 8 ounces of water a day, I encourage you to increase it. If you want to know how water will help you with weight loss, if you are a certain weight, and I'm going to use the example, if you're, say you're 200 pounds, if you drink half your weight in ounces of water, it will begin to help your body lose weight. So if you're 200 pounds, if you drink, start drinking 100 ounces of water every day, it will get your body to an optimum level of helping you to lose weight. Now, water is essential. You must have water. You need to drink water, not flavored water, not, you know, people say, well, I drink water in my coffee or I drink water in my tea. No, I'm talking about straight, clear, clean, refreshing water. We must drink water. If you are, again, 200 pounds, and that is just a rough number I'm throwing out there, you need to be drinking at least 100 ounces of water every day. Not substituting it with, like I said, coffee, tea, and making this. Well, I drank a glass of tea and I had my water. No, you need clean water. I like to use the analogy of a pond and a raging river. The difference is the pond is stagnant. It's just sitting there. It's not moving. It's not producing anything. It's just you have more algae. You have more sickness and disease when it's not moving. But with the raging river, it's constantly flowing. It's constantly going. And it's making a difference in your body. When you're not drinking enough water, you can deal with headaches. You can deal with a lot of indigestion, gas, constipation. It makes problems for your blood to flow. It can, you know, if you're retaining water, aside from taking a high blood pressure pill, increase your water. Your body at that point, when you're holding on to water, you're holding on to fluid, your body is trying to hold on to it because it needs it, because you're not giving it enough. If you're dealing with swollen ankles and, you know, your hands are swollen and you're feeling really bloated and you just blah, start drinking some fresh water. Get things to moving. Because only when you start drinking enough water are you going to start flushing out the toxins in your bloodstream. You're going to start flushing out the toxins in your liver and your kidneys. You're going to flush out those things that are lingering in your stomach and your intestines. It's only going to be moved by the water. Water is essential. When you think of that raging river, even a small little brook, it's flowing. It's flowing. And 9 times out of 10, it's flowing downstream. So it's coming from a high place and flowing downward. So if you're drinking water, it's got to flow downward. It's going to flow through the heart muscles and the liver, and it's going to pull out mucus, and it's going to pull out toxins. Excess water. Imagine your body being that stagnant pond where you're seeing the algae, where you're Good morning. I do apologize. I'm not sure what happened. I thank you all for hanging in there with me. Technology, modern technology, it changes in an instant. But as I was saying, when you look at the pond and your body, if you're not drinking enough water to flush out the toxins, you're very stagnant. You can have different issues will come up with your body if you're not drinking enough water. When you look at the flow of the water, it's moving everything, again, downstream. It's moving it out of the way in order for optimal operation. You know, you got swollen joints, again, swollen ankles, and just those issues right there is enough to say, hey, look, maybe I need to take a look at drinking some more water. Get away from the soft drinks. Get away from the sodas. Get away from too much coffee. Get away from a lot of tea and just drink some water. And I'm not saying you can't enjoy a good cup of coffee, because most of us see on the line, no, I enjoy a good cup of coffee. I really do. But I have to be mindful to be balanced and drink my water. I cannot drink, I'm going to confess this, I cannot drink Pepsi. Every time I drink a Pepsi, I have an issue with retaining water on my knees. My hands swell up. I can't drink them. Now, yes, I am disobedient sometimes, and I will grab me a Pepsi quick, but I have to pay the price for the disobedience of drinking that Pepsi or a soda. Because we're not going to bash any companies online, but I cannot drink them, especially the dark carbonated ones. Let's go with that right there, the dark carbonated ones. I cannot drink. And even the clear ones or the yellow ones, I have to be very careful when I drink those. Now, to be honest, I don't like those. I like the dark carbonated ones. Yes. I am of that generation, but I had to be mindful. I had to start paying attention to my body, and because we are who we are and God made us who he wants us to be, if we pay attention to those things around us and if we start paying attention to our bodies will tell us what it needs. Our bodies will say, hey, look, I need some water. Give me drink. But we ignore it because we don't want to drink water. And if you're going to the bathroom and your water looks like lemonade, a really strong lemonade, you need to drink some water. You need to replenish your body with the water. If you're going to the bathroom, and as I said before, you're constipated, or you feel like you have to take something to help you get moving, drink some water. It's going to take a little time for your system to adapt, because we put so many poisons and toxins in our body for so long, and we've only given, well, I drank a bottle of water today. That's not enough. Even in school, they tell you eight-ounce glasses of water every day. That's 64 ounces of water. If you can just start with that, drinking that water to clean out your system, you're going to start losing weight. You're going to flush your kidneys. You're going to flush your intestines and your stomach. You're going to pull things out of your bloodstream. You're going to get rid of mucus in your body. It's going to help your skin. It's going to aid you in losing weight. You're going to notice a difference in your hair. You're going to notice a difference in your energy level. Why? Because the water has pulled the sludge and the toxins out of your body to where you can start operating at optimum health. Just by drinking water. It will do it. I am a witness to that. Yes, I was disobedient.
Didn't do what I was supposed to do. But it's time out for that. As we get older and we're seeing more and more people with health issues, and even some of us that on the line this morning may have some health issues that we're facing. We may have some challenges. But if we start drinking a little more water, it will help make all the difference in the world. Just drink some water. You will rest better. You will exercise. And if you're putting out more than you're putting in, you may not sweat. You may not sweat because your body's trying to hold on to the water because it knows what it needs. And we're not listening to it. The more water you drink, the more you're going to go to the bathroom, the more you may sweat. You know, where you were going to the bathroom maybe 3 times a day for number one, you may increase to 6 times a day. And I understand, well, I work a job and I can't get up all day long going back and forth to the bathroom. My supervisor, I understand that. I get it. I understand, but you've got to increase your water. You know, the word talks about rivers of living water. It didn't say a pond of living water. It said rivers of living water shall flow out of your belly. Okay, that water is moving. The rivers of living water, the water is moving. The water is for life. It's not just to stay stagnant. It goes on to John 5 and 6 and says, wilt thou be made whole? We're lacking in the water. We're called to be good stewards over our temples. For our bodies is the temple of God, and we are to present our bodies as living sacrifices. But you can't be at your optimal operating condition if you're not taking care of your body. You just can't do it. And you may go through and do 6 months, and then all of a sudden you're down. You're tired. You're ready to pass out. Drink some water to turn those things around. Drink some water to just be refreshing. Drink some water. Water is what's going to clean the outside of your body, and it will clean the inside of your body. Just water. Just drink some water. It will help balance your blood sugar. So if you're a diabetic, and I understand that a lot of cases, medical conditions, they restrict the amount of water that people drink. And, you know, if you're dealing with congestive heart failure, you know, you got fluid on your lungs, and they will tell you, you know, we don't want you drinking a whole lot of water. The main reason for that is because your body is not getting rid of enough water. It's just staying there. You can reduce your blood pressure medicine. You can reduce your diabetes medicine. You can get rid of inflammation in your body. It will help flush the fat off of your body. It will reduce the blood pressure. It will reduce the belly fat. It will do it just by drinking water. I've been studying this since, I'm going to say 95. I'm 96. You see me, you might not believe it, but I have the information, and not only do I give it to other people, I must take advantage of what I have in my hand. God has always told me, use what's in your hand, and that's what we have to do. When we know better, we must do better, or what good is the knowledge? We know better. Share the information, and that's what I'll be doing over the next few weeks for our program. So this morning it was all about the water. It's all about the living water that we have and God has made given us access for it. If you don't like the water that comes out of your sink, you can buy bottled water. I don't have a problem with drinking water from, as the old people said, from the spigot. When we were kids, we played in the water. We drank straight from the well with the water hose and just had loads of fun and loads of energy. Sometimes we need to look at some of the things that we were doing when we were younger for fun and realize how much it plays a part in the way we live today. I encourage you to drink water. Let it be that sustaining thing that will help your body to function and operate at an optimal level. Let it be that refreshing, just a cool taste of water. We're baptized in water. We bathe in water. Water is so very important. Allow your body to truly be a river flowing with water. Let it flow through you. You will start to drink it, and you will notice your body is just like, oh, yeah, we haven't had this for a long time, if your body would talk to you. But in so many ways, it will. So today I encourage you to get back to drinking water. Again, if you're 200 pounds, 100 ounces of water. So whatever your weight is, divide it in half, and that's the amount of water you need to drink for weight loss, for optimal health. And you're going to notice the difference. You really are. And I encourage you, again, if you have any questions about what I'm talking about over the next few weeks, you can reach me via Facebook Messenger, Gloria Hawkins on Facebook. You can leave me a message there. You can also visit my website, tellthemministries.com. Leave your message, your comments, questions, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. But yeah, we've got to do better about taking care of our bodies. You know, I want more than just 70. I want to live past 70. I really want that doubled. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I want it doubled, but I don't know if that's what God is going to allow. But in the meantime, I've got to take care of what he has entrusted me with and be a good steward over my temple. Again, I encourage you to increase your water. Understand the importance of water. Understand that it is a lifeline, and it will make all the difference in the world. It will help your hair, your skin, your body, your muscles, your joints. I encourage you on this day, drink more water. Again, if you would like to reach out to me, I can be found on Facebook, Gloria Hawkins at facebook.com. Leave me a message, my website, tellthemministries.com. Leave me a message, leave questions. If you would desire a one-on-one teaching or just a one-on-one conversation, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Again, I say God bless you, God keep you, and may heaven shine upon you is my prayer. Be strong in the Lord and drink more water. God bless you. Thank you for joining me.